Good afternoon and welcome back to Cresta in the Afternoon. I'm Marcus Peter, filling in for Al Cresta. 9 pro-lifers who participated in a rescue in 2020 are about to be sentenced to prison. In addition to charges under the FACE Act, they're also facing charges of conspiracy to interfere with civil rights. And they could spend up to 11 years in prison because of this. Dr. Monica Miller is encouraging all of us to write to the judge and to voice our support for these pro-lifers. She joins us today. She's no stranger to this program, but Dr. Monica Miller is the director of Citizens for a Pro-Life Society and the author of many books, including The Authority of Women in the Catholic Church, Abandoned, The Untold Story of the Abortion Wars, and Theology of the Passion of the Christ. And you can check out her work at prolifesociety.com. Monica, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I have to say, worried.
Yeah.
Let me explain a little bit here to our listeners. So, yes, in October of 2020, a group of pro-lifers entered the abortion center of the abortionist. His name is Cesare Santangelo, and it's the Washington, D.C. Surges Center. And indeed, he does abortions there on unborn babies all the way through the 9th month of pregnancy, which, by the way, is legal in the state of Maryland. Mm-hmm. So when I – earlier when you were describing what they did, there's – ever since we came up with the Red Rose Rescue, there's been a distinction made between Red Rose Rescues and traditional rescues, mm-hmm. okay? Most listeners may be familiar with what we refer to as traditional. Traditional mm-hmm. rescues, in which I participated in many of them, organized many of them, went to court a lot of times. You actually put your body in front of the door or the hallway that leads to the abortion rooms. So you're blocking, okay? And the point being, of course, that you're trying to prevent the killing of the unborn
right.
who are scheduled for extermination right then and there.
Right.
So that's what they did.
Right.
These pro-lifers, a lot of them actually have participated in Red Rose rescues like Lauren Handy and Will Goodman and so on. But they expected, I mean, they were going to be blocking, mm-hmm. okay? So that means they expected that they could be charged or would be charged with the Freedom of Access to Clinic
right.
Entrances Act.
Right.
Okay, now this is a Congress passed this law, signed into law by Bill Clinton in May of 1994. So if you use some form of physical obstruction, like your body, okay, and which causes others not to have quote unquote freedom of movement, all right, you could get charged with FACE. All right, they expected that. They knew what they were doing. There's a 1-year maximum sentence, okay? But literally, I have to say this, literally unprecedented in the history of legalized abortion.
Mm-hmm.
These pro-lifers have been charged with the additional charge of conspiracy to violate civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
And that has the 10-year sentence attached to it, maximum,
mm-hmm.
and a maximum $350,000 fine. And nobody expected that. Okay. So I was at the trials last August and then last September. So I sat through, it was torture. The judge was allowing people to get on the jury who were rabidly pro-abortion, attended pro-abortion marches, gave money to Planned Parenthood. She wouldn't strike them for cause. So the attorneys have to use up all of the peremptory strikes to get them off
yep.
and so on. It was awful. And furthermore, what people have to realize, when you're in a trial having to do with abortion and you are a defendant who tried to stop the killing of the unborn are not recognized as persons.
Yep.
And so you are not preventing a greater evil from occurring Because there, according to the law,
that's right.
There is no evil
right.
happening when an unborn baby is aborted.
Right.
I mean, it's insanity.
In the eyes of the law, you've yes. actually caused the evil.
Exactly.
Of,
yeah. Yes. Okay. And you're trespassing or whatever right. it was. So the unborn remain completely invisible during this whole trial. No evidence is presented that these pro-lifers were actually defending human beings about to be put to death. And furthermore, there is a video. It was an undercover video that was done by the pro-life group Live Action. It's on their website, where somebody went into his abortion center and did an interview with him. And he admits in this video, which I've seen, I've watched it, that occasionally a fetus will be born alive in a late-term procedure, and they're just left to die. So there's this video out there that the jury could never watch because that was the decision of the judge, too prejudicial, okay, to the plaintiffs. Anyway, it was a mess. So here we are. They all got convicted of FACE. They all got convicted of the conspiracy to interfere with civil rights. They've been sitting in jail waiting since August and September. There were two separate trials to be sentenced. The sentencing, the formal sentencing is now scheduled for three different dates because it's going to go in batches. Okay, there's nine defendants altogether. The first five on the 14th of May, then the next three on the 15th of May. And then Paulette Harlow will be sentenced separately on the 17th of May. And what I'm asking listeners to do, write a letter to the judge. Ask for mercy. Ask for leniency. Try to impress on her that these are not criminals. These are people. They're holy people. Some of them might be living saints, honestly. Mm-hmm. And that she needs to understand and take into consideration that there were goods and values at stake in what they did, in what essentially was just a sit-in. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could go to jail for years and years for doing a sit-in. When it's something that, you know, somebody's going to be protesting war or protesting nuclear power plants or protesting, you know, our immigration laws or whatever. Nobody goes to jail for years mm-hmm. for doing a sit-in. Okay, so people can easily get all the information that they need, Marcus, by just going to the website, mm-hmm. Pro-Life Society, no hyphens, prolifesociety.com.net or whatever. It's all there. And the judge's name, Colleen Kohler-Cotoli, her name, her address is all there. I give some guidance on, you know, how to construct your letter, what right. to say. Please, the letters have to be on her desk by the 13th of May. So there's still plenty of time to do this,
right.
almost 3 weeks. So write your letter, show your support. She's got to see, hundreds, if not thousands of people. There should be sacks of letters
right.
from the D.C. post office dumped on top of her desk. Okay. That people, she sees that this is different,
mm-hmm.
okay? These are not the quote-unquote, I'm going to say, these are not ordinary criminals, all right? These are good people who tried to do a good thing
right.
against a terrible injustice.
Right.
So I hope people will write.
And there really is a real heartbreaking twist of, it's a miscarriage of justice in its truest sense, that there's a heartbreaking twist here because what they've done is really stood up for the voiceless in society. And it's precisely those people who want to enable the massacre of these innocents that are now pushing for such a heinous sentencing. 11 years for what is ostensibly
a sit-in protest. Well, potentially
at
maximum, yes.
And
we already know, by the way, the federal agency that actually makes recommendations for sentencing for people who have committed federal crimes,
mm-hmm.
six years for Lauren Handy. Some of them could get up to 6 years. That's the recommendation. Some of them could get up to 4 years. Some of them could get up to 2 years. We already know what the recommendations are. So this is very, very serious.
Right.
You know, I have a lot of personal experience with rescues and going to court and trying to stand up and be a witness. And I've spent a little bit of time in jail. But to show you the evolution here, I did a rescue when I was 24 years old. in Chicago. Okay.
Was that the one where you met your husband?
No, that was in 1986, a little bit later. We went to court. We were convicted of simple trespass, whatever it was. What was the sentence? A mere 6 months court supervision, mm-hmm. basically nothing. So we've gone from that to this, okay, in about 50 years or more or less. And here's the other thing, you know, people might remember Lauren Handy, who is one of the defendants here, okay, she's got that 6-year recommendation. March 25th, 2022, she and her friend Teresa were at St. Angelo's Abortion Center on the sidewalk. The waste disposal truck pulled up. Mm-hmm. They asked, and then boxes were being taken out of the building. And they asked the waste disposal driver, could you give us those boxes? Because they suspected that they were aborted babies. Yeah. He gave them the boxes. And indeed, there were 115 aborted babies given to Teresa and to Lauren. Five of them were aborted in late second trimester and possibly into the third. Those five babies are still in cold storage at the D.C. Medical Examiner's office. Here's, you know, again, my own personal experience. I mean, I've taken aborted babies out of the trash. I've seen thousands of aborted babies. I photographed them. We lived with them. We buried them. I've shed my tears. And I hate to say this, and it's going to sound a little weird perhaps to some listeners, but now I'm kind of used to looking at the pictures. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen so many, right. and I've seen the real bodies, and but when I saw the pictures of those five, I shed new tears. I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how mangled and torn and these are the babies that were killed at San Angelo's clinic. Mm-hmm. So that's what those are the kinds of human beings that Lauren and the other pro-lifers tried to defend.
Right, right. Oh, so
please write your letters to the judge. Yeah. ProLifeSociety.com. Yeah. All of it, all the information is there.
And we're going to make sure that all of this information is available on the website and this description of today's program, ProLifeSociety.com. My bride and I will personally be writing two letters. But I'm Marcus Peter, filling in for Al Cresta on Cresta in the Afternoon. We'll be talking to Dr. Monica Miller. Stay tuned.